A congressional report finds many more meatpacking workers caught COVID-19 and died than previously thought. With workers standing shoulder to shoulder, the meatpacking industry was one of the early epicenters of the coronavirus pandemic. A House subcommittee looked at internal documents from five of the biggest meatpacking companies that control the majority of the U.S. beef and pork market. The report found that 59,000 meatpacking workers became ill and 269 workers died. That's three times higher than the number reported by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. The report finds companies were slow to take protective steps, distribute masks, install barriers, concluding that meatpacking companies prioritize profits and production over worker safety. Several companies, including Cargill and JBS, released statements saying they had worked aggressively to meet federal health and safety standards. Tyson, which is the only major company in the industry to require vaccinations, says their mandate has led to more than 96% of its workers being vaccinated ahead of the company's November 1st deadline. Jennifer King, Washington.